Here's a thought I'll title, Making Art is Asking Questions. At first, when we show our work, we put it up on the wall, we publish it in a book, we share original prints with friends and neighbors. Doesn't that feel like you're making a declarative statement? You're saying, I went here, I saw this, I photographed this, now you can take a look at it. That's a declarative statement. And photography is fantastic at making declarative statements. But the heart of art making, I think, is somehow different. It's not a declarative statement. It's more like a question, maybe that we're asking, maybe that we're hoping our audience will ask. I think about this every time I'm out with my camera. What am I trying to do? Am I trying to explore something that I don't know the answers to? What is this? What if I photographed it this way? What is it trying to communicate through me? The questions, what can I do with this, and why is this significant, seem to me to be at the heart of art making and even sharing our artwork out there in the world. If people look at our artwork and don't come away with a question, I doubt we've engaged them as fully as we could. In other words, if they look at the picture and say, yep, that's what it looks like, we haven't really added much to their life experience, have we? But if they look at one of our photographs and say, oh, I never thought about it that way, then that opens the door to questions, to curiosity, to what else is going on here. This particularly happens, I think, in multiple image presentations. Because one image can so easily become a statement, but when you connect it with a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a tenth, a fifteenth, then all of a sudden the viewer has to start putting them together in their mind's eye to say, how is this a group? And they can't help but, just on an intuitive level, fill in the gaps between picture one and picture two, the gap between picture two and picture three, the gap between picture one and picture five. The interstices between become questions, become curiosities. And at that point, I think we've engaged art making rather than image capturing. If we carry this analogy one further step, we'll recognize, of course, that all good novels, for example, are a combination of declarative statements followed by questions, or questions followed by declarative statements. That is to say, does the question come from the unexpected implications of the thing, or do the questions come first, and then the next image is the declarative answer? There's lots of ways to play this, and when you start having 5, 10, 15 images in a group, obviously the permutations expand literally, exponentially. Another way I like to think about all of this is as follows. When you're out in the world photographing, what catches your eye are the things you become curious about. That's an interesting thing. That's a funny-shaped rock. That's a fascinating person. This event that's happening in the street is pretty interesting. What is it that makes those things interesting? Isn't it, to some degree, the element of the unknown, of the unexpected, of the curious? And that's what we want to include in our photographs, so that the viewers of our photographs feel that same curiosity, that same mystery, that same question that we do. It's often been said that photography is a means to transport people through time and space so that they can have the experience of standing where you stood, looking at what you looked at, and seeing in their eyes what you photographed via your photograph. But I'm proposing to extend that one step further and saying that it's not sufficient for them to see what you saw when you were standing there with your camera, but maybe also we can encourage them to ask the same questions, to develop the same curiosities, to have the same wonderment that we had that motivated us to make the picture in the first place. Making art is asking questions far more than it is providing answers, which always reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Picasso, who said that computers are useless because all they can give you are answers.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.